Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Breathe in, breathe out. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. But the thing is, you don't always feel like you're at your best. Sometimes you feel bogged down with life and maybe even feel overwhelmed. That's where therapy comes in. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we hear about how to use mindfulness to manage stress and anxiety. Enjoy.
So I thought that I would share a little bit about my journey with stress and anxiety and how it led me, I guess, to mindfulness. I started experiencing stress when I was quite young, around 13 or 14. I would just kind of yo-yo between my emotions. One day I would feel really happy and free and everything was wonderful. And then the next day I would be writing about how I hated myself and I didn't have any friends and I didn't even know what kind of person I was or who I wanted to be. And I felt lost, really. I know that I felt all that because I wrote it all down in a journal and I have it to remind myself, I guess, of what things used to be like. And I actually was going through it this morning and I found something that I thought I would share. So I wrote, Angie says I need to stress less, and I know that it's true. No one knows how often I feel panicked. I always have to think about things, and once it's on my mind, I just totally freak out inside my head. I wish I could control it, but I can't. I don't even know why I am so scared. And I think that kind of sums up a lot of what I felt when I was younger. And I took that feeling into my later teens as well. And even when I moved down to Melbourne for university at 18, I was still feeling a lot of stress. But I guess the way that stress came about for me was because I felt really anxious. So I would have these periods of very high anxiety and strong emotions, and I would repress them, not knowing how to deal with them, not knowing who to talk to about it or what I should do. And so I started micromanaging and controlling and planning and predicting and doing all of these things which I thought were helping me to manage and alleviate my anxiety. But what these strategies were actually doing was creating stress. So I went from feeling a lot of highs and lows to then feeling moderately stressed most of the time. And I think that going through this really showed me that I wanted to understand my own mind. I wanted to know why the stress was there, why I was feeling and thinking in the way that I was. And so I wanted to study psychology at university, and that's what I did. I moved to Melbourne and studied a Bachelor of Psychological Science. And during my second year, I started volunteering on a helpline at the Anxiety Recovery Centre, which is where I first really started to learn about mindfulness and what it was and how it could help as a stress management tool. So I learned what mindfulness was and I started to implement it myself. And I just felt so much relief because for so long I'd been feeling stressed from the moment I woke up until the moment I fell asleep, trying to plan and predict and manage and control and do all of these things that I thought were helping me to decrease my anxiety. It just was really this awful cycle that I got stuck into, I guess. And when I learned mindfulness, I found out I could take a break from my thoughts and the planning and all of that and to just experience the moment for what it was. I also learned so many different interesting, I guess, benefits from what mindfulness could offer, such as being able to feel my feelings non-judgmentally, to express them appropriately, to know what I was feeling enough to talk about it with other people, because I did find that from trying to repress a lot of thoughts and emotions, I didn't know how to describe them. I didn't know how to tell somebody else about them. I just knew that I was kind of panicking and spiraling out of control and I didn't know what to do about it. So being able to talk really started to help me as well. And then I think mindfulness also just impacted a lot of different life areas for me. I started sleeping better and my relationships grew stronger because I didn't kind of have these anxious breakdowns every now and again, which is what used to happen quite regularly. I think that when you are repressing a lot of things, it all just builds up and eventually it has to come out. And I would describe myself as having this snapping feeling. I would, almost for no reason, sometimes there was a reason, but I would just snap and I would cry, I would feel like screaming, I would feel like just running away and getting away from everything that was happening in my life, even if it was good things. I really felt like stress and anxiety controlled a lot of my life. Whereas now I do feel stressed and anxious sometimes, but I've learned that doesn't make me a bad person. You know, it could be the result of anything. It could be hormones. It could be just times, busy times. There's all different factors which can contribute to how you feel, and it doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.